Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As expected, the Massachusetts housing market has been somewhat unsettled since the federal homebuyer tax credit expired at the end of April. Now new numbers show pending sales were down in May and June compared with last year, and last year was not that great to start with. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
He never thought he'd say this, but Taylor Boas is so glad he did not get the $8,000 tax credit for buying a house.
The tax credit in this market, in the Boston area, seemed to benefit the sellers more than the buyers because I think people would bid up the price.
It happened to him back in April when the tax credit was on. He and his wife were moving here from Indiana, and they put in an offer on a house in Watertown. They lost out. It sold for $6,000 more than the asking price. Well, last month, they found a similar house two blocks away and got it for $100,000 less.
We definitely got a better deal.
Well below asking price. They close in 2 weeks. But also, the process was just so much more civilized, Boas says.
Yeah, it was much more comfortable for us to shop in June. It didn't feel as hectic as it did when we were looking in April, right before the tax credit expired.
Well, what's cushy for home buyers makes sellers queasy. That's what worries many in the industry right now, that the tax credit did not stabilize home sales. The Massachusetts Association of Realtors says the number of single-family homes that went under agreement last month fell 16% compared with last year. Condominiums are down 21%.
It's been very, very slow.
Ron Berquist is a realtor for the Worcester area with Authentic Home Finder. A bunch of his clients gave up after the tax credit expired. Berquist says they won't come back until the economy improves. There are just too many foreclosures still, too many people out of work.
Doesn't make me want to buy a house. I think there are an awful lot of people out there that have that same opinion.
Berquist says the housing market won't really stabilize until more people get hired. And considering that Massachusetts employers added just 500 jobs overall last month, he's afraid it could be a while. But not every realtor agrees the slow summer sales are a bad omen. Rona Fishman is with Four Buyers Realty in Cambridge.
July is slower because people who can afford to buy houses are going on vacation. They don't want to wreck their vacation by having to buy in a hurry and, you know, do a P&S from the Cape.
Same thing for sellers, she says. A lot of them take their houses off the market in the summer. So Fishman isn't too worried about the state of the market yet. She thinks the tax credit just made people hurry up and buy by the end of April. Naturally, there's going to be a letdown afterward.
So, you know, I'm sort of seeing a normal volume for the year, but I'm seeing it shifted forward. And I'll be curious to see what happens in September.
That'll be key, she says, because that's when home sales typically pick back up again. If the potential buyers that dropped out of the market when the tax credit expired don't come back, that's when Fishman will start worrying. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.